Rome, that means Stam Sefer Teres Kanim, is Rabbi Yehuda. You see, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that on the Parsha of Erchin, an adroitness has no din Erchin. I, and our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda holds that you give a Mila at Zbech HaShabbos. So you see, it's a special din dafka by Mila. We'll soon see why that he holds an adroitness called the Zochon. But Kol HaTerukul is also made an adroitness called the Sofit. So Rashi was Stam Sifrohu, the Teres Kanim, Tanya Lo, was Stam Sifrohu Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, Kol he holds an adroitness also called the Sofit. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Afananam Mitnina. I also learned like this, the same klal, that an adroitness is a sofik zoch, a sofik isha. What's the lochom? Harkel ksherim lekadish. Everybody's kosher to make a kiddush of the mechatis. So drash lekadish mechatis losais efer al hamayim. Mechatis is first you have to have mayim chayim el keli. You have to get level water from well water in a kli, and then you pour from the efer of the mechatis of the efer of the paraduma. You burn the poraduma, and from the ashes of the poraduma, you put into the water to make a mechatis. So who could be mekarishit? Anybody. Chutz micheres shreite v'kotin. Micheres shreite v'kotin, they can't do it, and they're a kotin, they're posel. Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'kotin u'poisel b'isha v'yandrugnis. If Yehuda holds, though, an andrugnis is posel. So who you see? Shema Amina. You see Yos Nachamo, that by kiddush, even a kotin is kosher, but an isha is posel. And Adrugnis is also possible. To see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adrugnis is a Sophic Ish, Sophic Isha. So therefore, he can't make Kiddush. Because on the side to say he's an Isha, he's possible to make Kaddish to make Hattis. To see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adrugnis is only a Sophic. Thrashi, Machshir, Bekotna, Possible Isha. Time in the forest, say the Yom Paragimel. It doesn't split him over there. But I call Baranachim, you see, the Kotna Yehuda, Adrugnis is a Sophic, what didn't he have? Fredimor Bazoi, or Mishnah Mila, or Bazoi, how come if Yehuda is now Mishnah, that an Adrugnis, his Mila is Deuch Shabbos? Why is the Deich Shabbos out of the Chursoni Yisofik? Mishum Lechsev, by Milo, the Postik says, He moil lochem kol zocher. It's a Rebu, the Drashi, kol zocher, Rebu Yehu. It's a Rebu. So here, Rebu Yehuda Dash, the Rebu is coming to be Meisiv, even on Adrugnis, also, you make a Milo. That's a Vade Milo, Milo is Deich Shabbos. But only in the Pasha Milo do we say an Adrugnis has a Vade Chi of Milo. But for other halachas in Torah, an Adrugnis is a Sofik, what din does he have? Is he an Isha or is he an Isha? So the Mishnah. Mi shehoyu loy shnei tinoikas. A echod lomol achar ha-shabbis, vi echod lomol v'shabbis. Hey, Samoyo, that had two milas planned. Two people called them up to make a mila. One person's baby was born on Shabbos, and one baby was born via Rishna Sunday. So Melo, one mila is supposed to be done on Shabbos, that's the Yom Shemini, and one mila is supposed to be done via Rishna Sunday. Because mi shehoyu loy shnei tinoikas. Echad lomo achar Shabbos, one is supposed to be on Sunday. The echad lomo b'Shabbos, and one tinnik it's like a shabbon on Shabbos. The meal is on Shabbos. The shachar, when the meal now went to do the meal on Shabbos, or moil eshal achar Shabbos, he made a mistake and he made the meal on the wrong tinnik. He made the meal on the tinnik that's supposed to be gemalt on Yom Rishon. Come to say, when he made the meal today on Yom Shabbos, he wasn't a kind of mitzvah at all, because this kid right now is a ben zayin. A ben zayin has no mitzvah. The mitzvah meal is only Yom Shmini. So since this kid was born on Sunday, if you make the meal on Shabbos, not geared to the mitzvah at all. So therefore, the locher is chayiv. This moil is chayiv chatis. Since he did a mitzvah deraisa b'shoigim, there's no mitzvah to give out this kid on Shabbos. So he did a malacha of chabura on Shabbos. He has to bring a korban chayiv. What about faker? Echad lomo b'yera Shabbos v'echad lomo b'Shabbos. The moil had two meals lined up, but one kid was born on Friday and one kid was born on Shabbos. So now, v'shochach u'moyel, that came the next Shabbos, the Yom HaMilo, v'shochach u'moyel, that shall error Shabbos to Shabbos. It could be they made a mistake, and Friday morning they gemalt the wrong kid. On Friday morning he gemalt the kid who was born on Shabbos. But I call upon him on Shabbos now, he gemalt the kid who was born on Friday. So Lamaisa, he's doing a mitzvah now. What's wrong? The kid who was born last Friday, his milah should have been done on Friday. They didn't do it on Friday, doing it on Shabbos. Shabbos is the ninth day. The ninth day is still Mekayim the Mila. It's still a Mais the Mila. But our Kol Purim is not Deich Shabbos, because the blind Mila is not his mana. So he did this Mila b'shoigig. What's the locham? Reb Lezer Mechayiv Chatis. Let us know he's still Chayiv Chatis. Because since this Mila is not Deich Shabbos, so Mela, he's Chayiv Chatis. We have Yeshua Poyter. Reb Yeshua in this case says no, he's Poyter for Nechayiv Chatis. Why? Because he's called the Toyev Dvar Mitzvah, the Yosef Mitzvah. He thought he's doing a Maaseh Mitzvah now. He thought this Tinnik was the one that was born on Shabbos. So that's less than a Shoigig. Shoigig Alamol is, You think what you're doing is right, but really you're doing an Aveira. Here the guy is like, thinks he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah, and he's also going to Maisa Mitzvah. So he holds his potter for Nechatis in such a case. Let's see Rashi. Shochachu Moile Shalachra Shabbos Shabbos Kayiv. Titoye Bidva Mitzvah Velo Yosa Mitzvah. He's in the ratio where the kid was a Sunday kid. So maybe when you make the meal on Shabbos, it's beyond Zion, there's no Mitzvah at all. Then Avad Yoachayev Chatisu. Vyovnodei Chabur Shalot Tzorech. Over the other way, if the other tinnik was born on Friday, and then you made the meal of Friday's meal you made on Shabbos, you have less than chayiv chatis. Rashi why the meal is shleiv is manam and it's derech Shabbos. Kafot is called the meal is shleiv is manam, not derech Shabbos. Even though he made a tois in a dvar mitzvah, show you torah b'yoyis to shul Shabbos. He thought he's being making the mila of the one that was thought to be done on Shabbos. V'zeh also a mitzvah. And even on this kid, Lamais, he did do a mitzvah. Shere royihu lomo. It's the ninth day. You couldn't make a mila today. Elo, the concern is, shere derech Shabbos. Svilo Reb Lezer, toye medvah mitzvah v'yose mitzvah sheish poichiyev chatis is aloch chayiv. Yevishua holds, you're still chayiv. This is a... Reb Lezer, you still chayiv chatis. While Gefort, you were shaking. Lamais, you did a chabur on Shabbos, that you had no heter to do it, even though you had good intentions, you thought it's mutter. That's done with every shaking. Every shaking is you think it's mutter, like you don't think today is Shabbos, or you think this malacha is mutter, you were shaking. But Nesvig, and since you did a maisis, you have a chayiv chatis. Here also, Lamais, you made a mila chabur on, shloi bizman, it's not like a Shabbos, you chayiv. We have Yeshua point, he also chidish. The Svirulei Toyev Edvar Mitzvah, the Yosef Mitzvah Potter, a Toyev Edvar Mitzvah, in the case where you do a Mitzvah, you say, Lachem is still your Potter. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. So, right. More Rafune Masti Chayiv. Might as well stop here, this is going to... Yishina of Mem. Choyva Shu Mispashet Lahala Meroshay. If you have a hat, that the rim of the hat comes out very wide, Tefach, it comes out of Tefach wide, is also Laniach Beroshay. They're not going to walk out with such a wide brim on Shabbos. Afilu Babayis, even in your own house. Why? Mifnei Shuoil. Because the mice that's making an oil. Mifnei Shuoil, that makes an oil. In other words, anything that sticks out of Tefach, we say the purpose, why is it so wide? The sun is protecting you from the sun. It's giving you shade. That's bringing it to an oil. That's also to wear it on Shabbos. Now, Lamaisa, the shallow, what the heck to wear our hats then? Amol, you have a hat, the brim is a tefach wide, what the heck to wear it? Look, according to the Mechaber, it's an Issa oil. So the Magen Avraham says a few pshatim. One pshat, he says that our brims are not so thick. It's not so, not so strong. You could bend it down a little bit. So since it's bendable, it's not doimah to an oil. Another swear he says is because Lamaisa, we don't wear it, l'shem zeh. That's not the reason why we wear the hat. It's not there to protect us from the sun. Wearing a hat, that's a hat. So even though the ma'aser protects you from the sun, that wouldn't have an isoil. So the ma'aser, the eilim, more or less, is samech, is mekel. Now, some people are makpid amol to roll up the hat a little bit on Shabbos. Shouldn't be very wide out. Isn't there a kind of asma thing you say, used to roll up his hat a little bit on Shabbos. And it shouldn't be tefach wide. The ma'aser, according to the Magen Avraham, the rots taught them to be mekel. Now, we don't have kavanah. Our kavanah is not for the purpose of protecting from the sun. And it's also not so strong. The brim, smell it smooth. Right. Now, let's say for Shabbos, the koiva shebaroishoy also lahogim. If you're wearing a hat that's protecting you from the sun, the vnei achamo, yesh mi shoyser, some people ask for it, even the case where it's not wide tefach, so you have a hat, you're allowed to wear it, still some people say it's also. Why? Mishum the chashin and shiach v'yenu haruach, heroishoy. We're afraid maybe the wind will blow off your hat, off your head. But yosla suya daldam. This is the Gzeira in the Gemara, that something we're afraid will fall off you, we're afraid you'll come to pick it up, your Shusha Rabin, and walk with the Dalai Lama, the Shusha Rabin. Elim came, whom Mahudit Beroshi. You have to make sure your hat is nice and tight on your head. People say, if you wear somebody else's hat that's too wide on you on Shabbos, you're not going to walk out with it on Shabbos. Oishu Omit Beroshi, unless it's very deep, your head goes into it very well, Nichta Satechai. Yein HaRuach Yochol HaFrida Meroshi. Then when you're very tight or very deep into your head, then we're not afraid the wind can't blow off your hat. Oishu Kosha Brutsua. The other way through is to tie down your hat. Atakas Groina to get under the chin. Tabachi Lech Lamechus Amidi. If you tie it down under the chin, then it's alright. Rakoponim, you're supposed to wear a hat that's tight on you. It shouldn't be possible that the wind to blow it off. Right, the Membe. Ha Moitzit Filim B'Shabbat B'Zoyim. If you find tefillin outside in the street on Shabbos, it's mokin b'zoyin, the mokin shem mishtamrin. It's not watched there. It's mamash b'shus rab in the middle of the street. What she do now? In yesa kodesh she goes to shul near tefillin. It's a tzeiru what the chazal is the goyim that you can't wear tefillin is mechasin v'hoylechloy. So the answer is to cover it up like the shkofon and it shouldn't be the mokin b'zoyin there, and then you go away. You don't have to stay there. Because you can't stay there, you will soon see you can't carry it in, because the goyim may see you doing it on Shabbos, but the goyim is loved after Shabbos, they may examine even in the weekday. So you can't wear the tefillin, it's just around him, you have no other brera, so you're allowed to just leave it there. I'll be you covered up. The main sakana, but there's no sakana for goyim. The goyim don't go out like today. There's nothing wrong if you wear tefillin. What if you find a pair of tefillin outside of Shus Rav on Shabbos? And yesh ben ritzuis, if the tefillin like half straps to it, like I got with tefillin. Shevekach nikah shame tefillin. We know chloris tefillin for like kameyim, and not a kameyim. Because in times of Chazal, they used to make kameyim look like tefillin. So if it's only a kameyim and has no kedusha, then you wouldn't be allowed to save it on Shabbos. So in the case of Bisman is there anything we find, we could tell it looks like tefillin, we know it's tefillin. So on the side, you know Vadi is tefillin there, being shuris, sheyochel olovshon, and it has a kesher that you could put on the tefillin, is alocha machnitzen zug zug derech levisha. You find tefillin outside the Shus Rabin, you're supposed to put them on you on Shabbos, put the shel yad on, put the shel roish on, and wear it home. About to wear in the derech levisha, there's no issa d'iraisa mid rabon. Ach yechnitzen kulon, until you carry, take one pair, wear it home, then go back to, again, if there are a few pairs there, go back to put on another pair and go back home. But to put on two pairs at one time, that you can't do. Why? Because the only heter is, on, even though Shabbos is not a Zman tefillin, but since in the weekday you wear the tefillin that way, it's called Derech Malbush. Something that we wear in the middle of the weekday is called Derech Malbush. So to walk outside with tefillin on Shabbos is no issa. But it's only if you're wearing it, derech you wear in the weekday. If you start putting on two pairs, you can't be mitzamtem to put it on the right mokum. Maybe you'll have to put one off the right mokum, and that mokum is not a kima mitzvah tefillin. So then you have no heter to wear it out on Shabbos. So that will be called a masli. So you only have heter to carry in one pair at a time. V'im hoyu rabin. Let's say the amamish 100 pairs of tefillin that you found. Shula yaspidu loshu nachnisam zug zug. That if you're going to spend the whole day Shabbos wearing one pair back and forth, you'll never finish. You won't finish by nighttime. You won't finish bringing all the tefillin back home. So what's the etzah? Yachshir chaleim adalayla. The etzah is just on wait there. Like watch them. Just pay the toll by Toy Shabbos, and then you bring them home. V'yavim. V'yim yor v'lahachshir v'lay listim. But let's say you're afraid to stay there because you're afraid of the listim. You're afraid to stay in the Shus Rabim. So then you have the heter molichim pochas pochas daldamis. The Rabbanu will mark to you to carry it less than daldamis through the Shus Rabim. Even though that's awesome in the Rabbanu. You're not allowed to carry something through the Shus Rabim less than daldamis, then stop, then go weiter, then go weiter. But the Rabbanan it's awesome. But here, but mokim bizoyin has tefillin, and it's loved after tefillin, any mokim kedusha. You find a mezuzah on the street, if you find a sefer on the street, you find a siddur on the street, you have this heter. You're allowed to walk, pochus daldamis. Until you find a mokim mishomer, that you can put it down, it won't be the mokim bizoyin. But about you have no heter to bring it from the Shus Rabim into a Shus Hayachin. That the daldam is to walk pocket just means if it's in the middle of the gutter, you can put it to the side of the street on some mokum, either a mokum p'tur, that again make rice bizoyim. Oy, the other answer is noistim lechavero vechavero lechaveroi ashemegi lechatz rechitzoyna. You can hand to get all your friends make a long line and hand to one to the other. So about each one is not being moitzid more than daldam is. There's no issue with sorb b'shus rabbi. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to tell you now, the better etzer is to walk pochus and daldamis. Because the time is handing it to a chaver is a bizoyin ha-sefer. It's not nice. It looks like you don't want to hold the sefer, you don't want to hold the tefillin. It looks like you still want to pass along the tefillin. It's a bizoyin for tefillin just to make a line and pass along. So therefore he says the best etzer is then to walk pochus and daldamis. So the very again, you find the sitter in the middle of the street for Shus HaRabin, and the muffin bizoyin, you're allowed to pick it up, walk less than daldamis, stop. Then walk an old daldamis and stop until you find a mokum, either a mokum p'tur, or even on the side of the Shus Rabim, it's not such a mokum of design. Not if you want to go more than daldamis Shus Rabim. It's also awesome to Rabbanim. Rabbanim, you can't move a daldamis Shus Rabim. Back to Mem Gimel. How might you say for Torah the soul? Let's say you find a say for Torah in the street. The best answer is just wait there until my soy Shabbos. Like, watch it. It shouldn't be the mokum bezoyin. Let's say it starts to rain, so stop to watch it outside and get room to say the Torah. So Rabbanu will make you mis'atev b'yor. You're allowed to like take off your shirt, take off your jacket, and wrap the Sefer Torah around your body, and then you put your jacket over the Sefer Torah so the Sefer Torah won't get wet. You're protecting from the rain. And walk inside with it. Why? Because you're carrying it. That's not called Derech Chitzah. It's not a Derech Chitzah to have a Sefer Torah wrapped around you. It's only an Yisra the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon will make you to carry the Sefer Torah. Kalach Hayad, you shouldn't be zoyin that Sefer. But this is only if it's raining, they'll get room there. The other way it is, if it's not raining, you're supposed to just stay there and watch it. Let's say, right, you can't watch it, you're afraid of the goyim, then avada, you have the same hetter then. Or else you have the same hetter before also, to walk pachas pachas, midal damas. Just here, they even gave a bigger hetter. By safe return, they gave a hetter, you could wrap it around you, a mamash walk with it, even into your house. Right, mem dalet. Habola hatzo kelem avad leket. You have a fire in your house, and you want to save your kelem on Shabbos, your clothing, is loivish kol mashi yochalubish. You could wear as many clothing as you want. The oitiv kol mashiyochalativ. Wrap around you as many clothing as you want. Or place you take it outside and take them off them. The chayz of loivish shemoitzi. But this thing we had before, you let them walk out on Shabbos with two clothing, two or three or four. So what dim if nayab leka samalocha? You could put on as many clothing and walk with it and carry it outside that way. Right, the memhei. Misha noshru kelim b'mayim. If your kelim got your suit, your jacket got soaking wet on Shabbos. Either because it started to rain on you, or else you fell into a puddle of water. Is a law called Hoylach Bem, you're still allowed to walk with them on Shabbos. V'yena Choshesh, the Rabbanu will not mechayv you to change your clothing. Abi, you put them on when they were dry, even though now they're wet, you have no chiv to take them off. Ein Choshesh Shema Yovel Ve'eschita, maybe you come to wring it out. But the law is, when you take it off though, V'lo Yishot Chom L'Nagvom, you're not allowed to spread it out, like it looks now like it's drying out. But Neymar Asayin, it's a Marasayin. People shouldn't be choshed you. She keeps some Shabbos. If people see you spreading it out now on Shabbos, people think you washed it today, and now you're spreading it out to dry. There's even also to do in your own private house nobody sees. Shein Shom Roy, even nobody sees you. Also, because of that, that's also Mishumara Sayin is also even privately, providing the Marasayin is an Issa Deraisa. It's here people will think if they see you spreading out your clothing, they will think you washed it. Washing clothing on Shabbos is Issa Deraisa. So there's a Mara sign of an Issa Deraisa. It's us you to do it, even in a private room, locked up room that nobody sees it. Still Chachom Masin. Lo Yosrael L'Shoitchom B'Shabbos. It's only us to spread it out on Shabbos. Avlim Shotchom Yever Shabbos. It was raining Friday, and you had your coat that got soaking wet, and you spread it out on Friday. Then Kedron Chubosim Ein Echad L'Shoitchom B'Shabbos. Well, then you wash clothing right before Shabbos, and you hung it out on the line before Shabbos. You're allowed to let it hang out on the line the whole Shabbos. That's no gzeirah. The only gzeirah is if you're hanging it out on Shabbos, that's also people think that you washed it. So it's negeirah to this little bit of negeirah to amol if you go through the streets on Shabbos and it's raining. And when you come home, you're soaked, your coat is soaking wet. So what do you want to do with it? Usually you like to, on outside, you spread it out. So here's the shayla. You stand, take your coat to spread it out. That's the shotchum, that should be us. It's a marathon. Now the shayla is, what about if you hang it up? You take it now, two more clarin. If you just want to hang it up, I might take it into the bathroom, you put it on a hang, you let it hang there. The chur, that should be mutter. Because that's what you do normally with the coat. You hang it up anyway. Just now, since it's wet, you're not going to hang it up in the closet, you're hanging it up someplace else. That's not called shotchum. But in the case of the moment, you have a rainy coat, or a coat that got wet, and you stand one of mama, spread it out on the floor, like outside your room, you just spread it out to spread out over the table, and that's nickel chur, you're spreading it out, the chur has to shayla. Nemvo, the godin hashriyim v'mayim. If you have a godin that got soaking wet, is also a nagvam somach liyesh. You're not allowed to dry it out near the fire. Push it, you're wet because it's called the kibbutz tent. You're drying it out, or else that's how bishul is. You're heating up the water. He learns somach liyesh mishum alavin. You're cleaning it now. Oy mishum avashul, or else you're cooking it. If the fire will make the water kiyatz lefes, but that's also the yosla talpulam. So there was Magayr Osamolmo, if you have a beggar that's wet, you're not going to put it on top of the blech to dry out. If you put the wet beggar on top of the blech to dry out, as Amish and Isidu Aitzam, either it's Bishul, you're making the water inside the coat become Yatzlev, this boy, or else the Isidu of Malavin. It's like you're washing it now. So you can't put it near the fire so it gets so hot that it starts drying up. Be also a Tautalon, you can't be Metautalit. Shem Yobu Le'chitin. If you have a beggar that's soaking wet, You're not allowed to even touch it on Shabbos. Obliged muksa. It means a regular coat, like a shirt. That you master it shouldn't be wet. So if you have a shirt that's soaking wet, just came out of the washing machine, it's muksa. You're not allowed to walk in a place on Shabbos that you could fall into the water. Shema yishra kelev yobulei chita. So kids on Shabbos, you have to be careful not to walk on ice. We have an icy river, iced up. You can't walk over the river on Shabbos. Maybe you'll fall there and slip into the water. Or if there's puddles there, you're not allowed to walk near a puddle on Shabbos. Now, that thing we say you can't hold a beggar if it's soaking wet, it's from Shabbos, is only if you mask it, it should be dry. The moshe, let's say about a towel. No, you have a towel, after you wash yourself, you wipe yourself, it could be wet. Still, you're allowed to touch, you're allowed to touch the towel. Because the towel, you're not mask it if it's wet. The towel is made to get wet. Now, after you dry the dishes on Shabbos, the towel could be soaking wet. After you wash 10 people, wash their hands with the towel could be wet. But that's there it's not muksa. Because there you're not mocked if the towel is wet. Now, that's what towel is made for, to get wet. It's only the godel like a shirt. But when it's wet, you're not going to use it at all. So that's muksa. When it's wet, you shouldn't be metalfit. Right, Mimzayim? Lo yishtach odem et kelo b'shabbat afilu min azayah. If you sweat it up, your shirt is sweating, you're not allowed to spread it out on Shabbos. The same zera. Because people think it looks like you washed it on Shabbos. Then chet. Mistapik godel baluntis. Oh, you're allowed to use towels on Shabbos. First, we're going to stop them by the Yachash Rosh. And after you wash yourself, you put on a towel, use a towel, that's mutter. Umeise biyodoi, you can hold it in your hand. Lechashin in Shem yovel lifkoi. We're not afraid by a towel, maybe you come to wring it out. Why? Because it says you're not makbet if a towel is wet or not. Of lo yimsel lavlonim. If you take your godel, you go to take a shower, you shouldn't give it to the bathhouse man. Shem chashudu malachita. Because they're attacking chashin, they'll come to wring it out. That's the job there. So then you shouldn't give it to them. Then it says, Mutter lirchatz yodov v'nohar b'shabbos. A lot of washing.
Yeah, start again. Daf kuf lamed zayin, the Mishnah. Misha hoye loy shnei tinoikos. Echod lomol achar ha-shabbos. Hey, Samuel that had two different milas lined up. One was supposed to be achar ha-shabbos. In other words, one kid was born on Yom Rishon on Sunday, and the meal is supposed to be the next Sunday. V'yechad lomol b'Shabbos, and one baby was born on Shabbos, so the meal is supposed to be on Shabbos. So they came the next Shabbos, v'shochach ha'moel eshel achar ha'Shabbos b'Shabbos. The meal made a mistake, and on Shabbos he gemalt the one that was supposed to be b'Yom Rishon. Come to say, when he did it on Yom ha'Shabbos, it was only b'Yom Zayin Shaloi, it wasn't b'Yom Shmini Shaloi, so he wasn't mekayim any mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah, he can't be mekayim the mitzvah's milu if you do it before Yom Shmini. There's a melech chayiv. He's chayiv v'chatis to mel, because he did a melacha of chabura on Shabbos, and it wasn't deicha Shabbos, there wasn't any mitzvah to be gemalt the b'Yom of Yerishon on Shabbos. So merely he's chayiv v'chatis. Strashi v'shochach o'moel eshalach v'shabbos v'shabbos chayiv. He made a mistake. He was toying a dvar mitzvah. He thought he was doing a mitzvah's milah that was deicha Shabbos. He didn't do any mitzvah. Because what he did was he cut off the orla of Ben Eshiva. He's only 7 days old. He's not 8 days old yet, this kid. And he made a chabur on Shabbos. Here everybody's moida that the moil is chayiv v'chatis. What about another case? Echad lomo v'erev Shabbos. He had one mila that was supposed to be done on erev Shabbos, that the kid was born Friday. So the next Friday is the Yom HaMila. V'echad lomo v'Shabbos, and one kid was born on Shabbos, that the mila is supposed to be the next Shabbos. V'shoach achol moel, eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Now the moel made a mistake, and it came the next Shabbos. Instead of making the mila on the kid that was supposed to be on Shabbos, he made the mila on the kid that was supposed to be on Friday. Now here, even though the meal was supposed to be on Friday, so he made it a day later, he made a B'yom Tisha that was on Shabbos. So I call upon him, he is Mekayim a Mitzvah. You're allowed to make a meal after Yom Shmini, on Yom Tisha you can make a meal. But just since this is called a meal Shlei Bezmana, it doesn't have a din to B'deich Shabbos. So here, Reb Lezer Mechayiv Chattis. Reb Lezer says he's still Chayiv Chattis. Since he did a Chabura on Shabbos, he did a Malacha, that he had no Heter to, this meal, since it's Shlei Bezmana, it's not B'deich Shabbos, Smil is chayiv v'chatis. For Rabbi Yeshua poiter. This is the chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua says in such a case he's poiter for machatis. Hey, since he was a toyei b'dvar mitzvah, hey, he thought he was doing a mitzvah smil. He thought this kid was mechuyev in mila on Shabbos, or it is derech Shabbos. And really, he did a ma'aseh mitzvah.
Because even though the kid was born on Friday and the milah should have been done yesterday, but if you do the milah on Shabbos, he's still mekayim the mitzvah. Just this mitzvah is not deicha Shabbos. So al tevishu, in such a case, he's potter from the chiyuv chatas. So Rashi, echad lo mil b'shabbos v'echad lo mil b'erev Shabbos. V'shokach u'moil es shel erev Shabbos b'shabbos is reb lezer mechayiv chatas. Rashi, the milah shloi b'zmana eina deicha Shabbos. Since it's a milah shloi b'zmana, it's not deicha Shabbos. Even though he thought that he was being torahed in the milah that was supposed to be deicha Shabbos, and since he was torahed in doing the mitzvah, he made a mistake. And even this kid, the kid who was supposed to have the milah on Friday, when he did it on Shabbos, he was mekayim mitzvah. He's after B'yom Hashmini. He's right to have the Mila. Ella, what was the Chesaron? Shein of Deicha Shabbos. A Mila Shleib is Man of Deicha Shabbos. His Tzvila, Reb Lez, Ach Reb Lez, Toye B'dva Mitzvah. The Yosef Mitzvah. He made a mistake. And you did the Mitzvah, Shiesh B'chiv Chatis Chayiv. Still, Reb Lez, still you Chayiv Chatis. But the Maisi, he had no Heta to do the Mitzvah. To do this Maisa Mila on Shabbos, since the Shleib is Mana, so you made a Chabura on Shabbos. So true, you were Shegeg, but like every other shaykh that you have a chattis. For Yeshua poyte, tesvir le toye b'dva mitzvah v'yose mitzvah potter. He says, this is different than every other shaykh. Every other shaykh you have a chattis, because you're not a toye b'dva mitzvah. But here, since you thought you had a hetter to do it, and you're oisek in a mitzvah, and you did do a mitzvah, so even though you have no right to do it, still there's no chiyav chattis. We'll see in the Gemara how he knows this yechidish. That's Yeshua Yeshua's yechidish though. That you're potter from a chattis in such a case. Zot Gemara, Rav Huna Masni Chayiv. Rav Huna learns in the Rashi and Mishnah like we have it that everybody holds Yichayiv. Rav Yehuda Masni Potter. Rav Yehuda has no different gears in the Mishnah, and he learns in the first case everybody holds Yipotter. We'll soon see what that means. Strash Rav Huna Masni B'Masni Sambereshi Chayiv Adibri Hakel Kedat Nanin and Lo Anan. So we learned the Mishnah that in a case where one tinnik was supposed to be on Shabbos and one tinnik was supposed to be on Sunday, and you did the Sunday's Mila on Shabbos, everybody holds Yichayiv. And since you were not Mekayim the Mitzvah's Mila, it was the Sunday's Mila on Shabbos is too chsar, and it's Shleib is Mana, and it's not even B'yom Shmini. So since you're not Mekayim any Mitzvah, everybody holds Yichayiv Echatis. Now Reb Yehuda Masni Potter. Reb Yehuda holds by says a different gears in our Risha, and he holds everybody holds Yipotter. What is that case? That Rashi the Muki Law, B'shochach U'moil Eshel Erer Shabbos B'Shabbos. O pluk tihi b'shal achra Shabbos b'Shabbos. As he learns, Reb Yehuda learns different Shabbos now Mishnah. He learns in the Sefer that we have it, we're in a case where you made the Friday's Mila on Shabbos, everybody holds your potter. As even though Friday's Mila on Shabbos is a Mila Shleibes Mana, it's not Deicha Shabbos, but the Maitzah since on Shabbos is called B'yom Tisha, it's the ninth day old, and you, if you make the Mila, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah's Mila. Since you were Mekayim the Mitzvah's Mila, everybody holds your potter for Machatis. And the machlokes then, Reb Yeshua and Reb Lez and the Mishnah is if you're chayiv or potter for machatis, even in the Reisha, even in the case where you had one kid that was born on Shabbos and one kid was born on Sunday, so the Mila was supposed to be on Sunday and you made a mistake and you made that Mila on Shabbos, see even though it's shleib is manam and you're not mekayim any mitzvah because you're making the Mila on Shabbos which is b'yom shiva from the birth. Still, Reb Yeshua still holds your potter from Echatis. We'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara, Reb Huna Masni Chayiv. Reb Huna learns like we have in our Mishnah that in the Reish everybody holds your Chayiv. The Tanya, Omer Reb Shimon ben Elozer, Lanech Leku Reb Eliezer. For Reb Yeshua, there's no machlokes that according to both of them Yechayiv Echatis, Al Mi Shehoi Yoloi Beis Tinoikos. Where Moel had two kids to make a mealy run. Echad Lomo B'Shabbos. One was supposed to be done on Shabbos. V'yechod lo moel achra Shabbos, and one was supposed to be done on Sunday. V'shochach u'moel eshel achra Shabbos, v'Shabbos, and the moel made a mistake, and he took the kid that was born on Sunday, that the milah was supposed to be on Sunday, and he made the milah on Shabbos, shil chayiv. Everybody holds in this case, shil chayiv achatis, the moel, because he made a chabur on Shabbos, and even though he was toyer, he thought he was a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos, but since he did not do any mitzvah, because this kid is only b'yom shiva, there's no mitzvah's mila at all. If everybody holds Yechayiv Chattis. Rashi Shuchayiv, the Yafagav, the Torah of the mitzvah, Vitoyevot, he thought he was doing a mitzvah, he thought that this kid was born on Shabbos.
of a kiv on the lav mitzvah, but since Lamaisi is not being mekayim any mitzvah, shadayin lo higiyaz mana lomol, it didn't come the time yet for the chiv's mila, it's only biyom shiva, it's not biyom shmini, it's everybody holds yichayev echadis. Alman nechleku, where is the machlekes in the Mishnah of Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua? Al mi shoho yiloi beiz tinoikos, where a moil had two kids to make a mila run. Echad lo mobera Shabbos, one was born on Friday, so the mila is supposed to be the next Friday. V'yechod lomo b'Shabbos. One kid was born on Shabbos, so the meal is supposed to be on Shabbos. V'shochach, the moel made a mistake. U'moel es shel error Shabbos b'Shabbos. The moel made a mistake and he made the meal on Shabbos on the kid that was born on Friday. So here, the moel is makayim mitzvah, because it's b'yoyim tisha, of v'nesvek, and he had no right to do it, because it's a meal, shloy b'zman, it's not doich Shabbos. Sher Rabbi Eliezer, mechayiv chatis. Since it's not doich Shabbos, you called it a malacha b'shegeg, yechayiv chatis. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, since you were toyi b'dva mitzvah, you thought you were doing the mitzvah, and you makayim a mitzvah, because it's b'yoyim tisha, so you have a kima mitzvah's mila, you also have potter from a chatis. So the Gemara Shneiim lo lamdu elam yavodis kechavim. Both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer learn out the din from avodis kechavim, from the avera of avodis kechavim that there the Torah says yichayev echadis. Rabbi Eliezer saw avodis kechavim. It's just like avodis kechavim. If you do it b'shoygi yichayev echadis. If you didn't avodis zara, who are din? If you mechal l'shabbes b'shoygi yosef chayev echadis. Is ma avodis kechavim just like by the avera of being oivid avodis kechavim? Omer Rachmona. The Torah says, "Alav, don't be over avoid the zara." Tuchi ovid mechayiv, and if you do avoid the zara b'shegi, the lot which yichayiv echat is hochi nami loishina. How to Rebbe Eliezer? Who are din here? Since you were mechal Shabbos, you did a chabura on Shabbos that you had no heter to make this mila on Shabbos. So now let's call you did an avera b'Shabbos yichayiv echat is. Shrashi elam avoid the zara shehukshu kol chatoyi shevateru lachatoyi avoid the zara. We learn out all the chiyav chatis from the avoid, from the avera of avodah zara. The chsiv, the pasuk says, Torah achas yulachem, bepasha shlach lecho anoshim gav bekorban avodah zara. So by the chet of avodah zara, you do it b'shoyg, the Torah says, Torah achas, mashm all the other chiyuv chatois, you learn out from avodah zara. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, just like there b'shoyg yichayiv chatis, who are then here b'shavis yichayiv chatis. Rabbi Yeshua says the chiddush, no, Rabbi Yeshua, hosom delav mitzvah. Over there, you're being over the avodah zara, you're not being Torah, you're not doing any dva mitzvah. Avohocha mitzvah. But here you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. So since you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, even though you had no right to do this mitzvah on Shabbos, still, since you're mekayim a mitzvah, it's not doima to the avera of avodah zara, therefore there's no chiyuv chatis. Shasha b'Yeshua, hosom avodah chovim lo yoseh mitzvah. You didn't do any mitzvah. But here, since you did a mitzvah, memela it's not doicha Shabbos. You don't have any chiyuv chatis. I the chur, what do you mean in kind of mitzvah? The chur, let it be a chsan for mitzvah above yavera. The chur, you're doing the mitzvah on Shabbos, you're doing the meal on Shabbos, and this day is really, he's 9 days old today, so it's not doing a Shabbos. So chur, let it be a mitzvah above yavera. So I think the achrenim is this kash, I think the reini gyantif wants to say a teres, that it doesn't pass mitzvah above yavera by mila. Because Mila, the Metzias of the Mitzvah, is that the kid is ois oral. He doesn't have the Orla on him anymore. So Lamaisa, this kid does not have the Orla on him. So you can't say it's not called the Kima Mitzvah, but Lamaisa, he doesn't have the Orla on him anymore. So Mamela, there's a Kima, the Mitzvah's Mila. So Mela, have to be sure that you put up from a Chiv Chattas, because it's not Doima to the Avera of Avodah Zara. There you have no Kima Mitzvah at all. Mashenkin here, since you have the Kima Mitzvah, even though it's not Doicha Shabbos, still we say you have no Chiv Chattas. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda Masni Potter. Rabbi Yehuda learns different. He learns on the Mishnah, there's a case that everybody holds your Potter. The Tanya, where's the case? Omer Rabbi Meir. Lenech leku Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua. Ami Yishoho Yeloi Beis Tinoikos. Echod Lomo Bera Shabbos. There's no machlekes in the case where the moel had two kids to make a milah on. One was born on Friday. V'yechod Lomo B'Shabbos. One was born on Shabbos, the milah is on Shabbos. V'shochach the moel made a mistake and forgot. Umoil Eshel Eros Shabbos, but Shabbos, he forgot to make the meal on Friday. And instead he took that kid and made the meal on Shabbos, and he thought that this is the kid who was really born on Shabbos, he's a locha shu potter. As everybody holds in this case, you potter from a chattis. And since you're toy b'dva mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, you won't mekayim the mitzvah, even though it's not toy b'shabbos, you potter. Like we had before, this is not doyma to the chet of avodah zara. Aman nechleku, where is the machlokes though? Is where does Rabbi Eliezer say yechayev echadis? Al mi shehoye loy beis tilekus. Echad lomol ech achra Shabbos. One was born on Sunday, so the meal was supposed to be on Sunday. V'yechad lomol v'Shabbos. And one was born on Shabbos, so the meal should be on Shabbos. V'shochach the moel made a mistake. U'moel es shel achar ha-Shabbos v'Shabbos. He made the milah on the kid that was born on Sunday on Shabbos. So come to say he's only a ben shiv, he's only 7 days old on Shabbos. So the moel is not, was not mekayim any mitzvah at all. Shri Abelezer mechayiv chatis. Here Abelezer holds you chayiv chatis. And since you have no kima mitzvah at all, merely a chayiv chatis. We have Yeshua poiter. Yeshua says no. Even in this case, too, you poter from a chayiv chatis. Why? Ushneiim lelamdu elam avodas kechovim. They both learned this out from the chet of avodas zara. Shri Abelezer sova kavodas kechovim. Ma avodas kechovim. Omer rachmon aloy savid v'chiyovid mechayiv hachinam eloishino. There's a chet of avodas zara here also. You made a chabur on Shabbos, even though you're toy b'dvar mitzvah, you thought you're doing the mitzvah, but here it's worse. Since you had no kima mitzvah, it's doimah to the chet of avodah zarah. When you're doing dinin avodah zarah, the chlal, you're not even thinking you're doing a mitzvah. You're not toward the chlal doing a mitzvah. Habahocha torid mitzvah. But here, when the moel did the milah on Shabbos, even though he's making a milah on a kid that's only 7 days old, he has no kima mitzvah, but at least the moel thinks he's doing a mitzvah. Since he thinks he's doing a mitzvah, he thinks he has a right to do it, and he's doing a mitzvah, this shaygig is potter from achatis. Not doima to the chet of avodah zarah. Rashi Rabbi Yeshua Hossam with Torah b'mitzvah. Hocha Torah b'mitzvah. Torah le'sarsek b'mitzvah gemura. He thinks he's being oisik of doing a mitzvah. Sherei echad mehem z'mani hayoim. He has two kids, and one of them taked as z'mani Shabbos. His one kid was born on Shabbos, one kid was born on Sunday. V'torah liboy lemar v'lasos. He was Torah, he was oisik, and doing the milah fast. V'mitrech tirdoi toy, he made a mistake, or more or less zeh. Shame by mitzvah klal. But still, he's potter from achatis because not doim with the chet of avodah zarah. So the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Chiya Oimer, Hoye Rabbi Meir, Tanya Rabbi Chiya Oimer, Hoye Rabbi Meir, Lo Nechleku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. There's no machlekes al misha hoye lo beis tilekes. Where the moel had two kids, Echad Lomel b'Yer Shabbos. One's milah was supposed to be done on Friday. V'Echad Lomel b'Shabbos. One was supposed to be done on Shabbos. V'Shochach Lomel Eshel Eros Shabbos b'Shabbos. Shuchayiv. He has the gifts of Pumfakert. In the case where you're making the milah on the Friday's kid on Shabbos, so now on Shabbos the kid is 9 days old. So the Maaseh, since it's 9 days old, it's called the milah shleim b'zmanoi. You have a kim ha-mitzvah, but since it's not doicha Shabbos, he holds you on chayiv chatis. Everybody holds you chayiv chatis here. So more soon when he has the chur of the svar Pumfakert. Since you won a kim ha-mitzvah, so you should be potter. Still, he holds on, everybody holds you chayiv. Of Alma Nechleku, where is the Machlekes that Rabbi Yeshua holds your potter? Almi Shoyle Beis Tinoikis Echelomol Achara Shabbos, Viechelomol Shabbos. One was born on Sunday, one was born on Shabbos. Vishoch Achelomol Leshel Achara Shabbos. He made the Milah on the kid who was born on Sunday on Shabbos. Vishel Achara Shabbos Vishabbos. Even though now he's only 7 days old and you have no Kima Mitzvah still. Shreb Lezer Mechayiv Chatis, that's good. Of the still Rabbi Yeshua Poiter. Still, Rabbi Yeshua holds in this case you potter. She will make a meal on the kid who was born on Sunday. You make the meal on Shabbos, it's only the seventh day. So you have no kima mitzvah. Still, you hold your potter from achatis. For the Gemara, hash to Rabbi Yeshua sefer to leiko avid mitzvah. Poiter, more just for stira now. Madlich in the case where the kid was born on Sunday. And you make the meal on Shabbos, so he's only 7 days old. You're not making any mitzvah. Still, you say since he's a toy, bitva mitzvah. He has no kiv chatis. He's part of a machatis of the Zoreish in the first case. The Ko'ovid mitzvah, the case where the kid was born on Friday, and you made his milah the next Shabbos. So the next Shabbos is the ninth day. He's 9 days old. So as though you have a kima mitzvah. So how could you say that you have chatis? Doesn't make any svara. And the Gemara, I'm with the very Abiyanai, Rei Shatei Kugoyin Shekodam Omoil Shel Shabbos B'Yer Shabbos. The Reish is talking about where he made the milah of the kid that was born on Friday, he made the milah on the kid that was born on Shabbos on Friday. So, come to Sois, to le'nitnor Shabbos litchos, there's no hetan al-bechlal to make a milah on Shabbos. So what's the ratio talking about? One kid was born on Friday, one kid was born on Shabbos. Now the next Friday, the Moel made a mistake and made the milah on the kid who was born on Shabbos. From the source, when it comes Shabbos, how many kids left over? Only one kid. This kid was born last Friday, so today on Shabbos is the ninth day. He has no heter to be doicha Shabbos. So even though the Moel thinks he has a heter, but Lamai said there's no kid that has a heter to be doicha on Shabbos right now, so Milo, that's not called the Torah B'dva Mitzvah. It's called Yamama Sheshoigi, you're making a mistake, therefore you're chayiv echadis. Ma'ashem kein seifa, where does Rabbi Yeshua hold your potter? Nitna Shabbos litchos. There is talking about one kid was born on Shabbos, and one kid was born on Sunday. So Lamaisa, you made a mistake, and you made the milah on the kid was born on Sunday on Shabbos. So it's saying true, you're not being a kind of any mitzvah, because the Sunday's baby is only 7 days old now on Shabbos, but Lamaisa, there's another kid here. This other kid, since that kid was born on Shabbos, that kid has a heter to have his milah being done on Shabbos. So since one of the two kids have a heter to be done on Shabbos, here he's called his toye b'dva mitzvah. Like, there is a heter to do one on Shabbos, and he thinks he's doing that one. So here it's a bigger p'tur. Rashi, lo nitnu Shabbos litchos, shein bo tinik sheis manoi hayoim. He's in the ratio where he made the milah on Sunday's kid. On Shabbos, on the ratio where he made Friday's kid, he made the kid that was born on Shabbos. On Friday, yeah, so b'zoi, which kid is left over? Only the kid was born on Friday. So on Shabbos, there's no chiyuv to do the milah at all. Hilkach lo yhoyu torah hayoim b'mitzvah, shlo yhoyu mutl olav klum lasos. There's no kid right now on Shabbos to have a milah. Because the kid was born on Shabbos, you made a mistake, you made the milah on Friday. The kid was born on Friday, that's still here now to have his milah. His milah is not doicha Shabbos. Therefore, we have a time you shouldn't have made a mistake. Therefore, in such a case, you chayev echadis. Mashenkin the sefer, even though you made the milah on the kid, one kid was born on Sunday, one kid was born on Shabbos. So mice you're making the milah now on day. So even though you're making the milah on Sunday's kid on Shabbos, but there's another kid here that was born on Shabbos, and he has a heter to be doicha Shabbos. Therefore, it's called toyev d'var mitzvah and yipotim. Omale Rav Asher Rav Kana reishin namiya benitne Shabbos litchas legabi tonekas liyamo. Even though this kid, there's no kid now to be doicha Shabbos, but there are other kids that have heter to be doicha Shabbos. There are other kids that are born on Shabbos. And the Gemara of Allah, Gavru mi loy is yoyev. This smell doesn't have it lined up. Really, this smell has no heter, has no din to make a meal at all on the Shabbos. So therefore, he's called a shoygig and he's chayiv echadis. But in the other case, where there's a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby, so one of the babies have a heter to have the meal on Shabbos. So even though he made a mistake and did the Sunday's baby on Shabbos, still we say it's potter from echadis. Because he has a heter to do a meal on Shabbos, for that tirda, he's potter from echadis. The Mishnah writer. Koton nimo lishmena. Sometimes a koton has his bris milah, the chiv is to do it on the eighth day. That means the eighth day when he's 8 days old. Letisha, sometimes the chiv is when he's 9 days old. Uliyasar, sometimes when he's 10 days old. Uliyechad osa, sometimes when he's 11 days old. Uliyudbeis, sometimes when he's 12 days old. Ulay pochas v'lo yoser. He said never a chiv to make a milah before he's 8 days old. V'lo yoser, and never a chiv that extend longer than the 12th day. The more that the Mishnah Hakei said, how is the case? Kedarka, if the kid is born normally in the middle of the week, is Lishmeina. So the bris mila is on the 8th day, or even if he's born on Shabbos, the mila is the next Shabbos, the 8th day. Nerlad le beinash moshes. If the kid is born between Shki and Tes Kechovim, his beinash moshes any day of the week, is nimol le tes. Then we make the mila first and 9th day. Why nimol le tes? Strashi, Shreli Yom Shmini Shel Mochor Hu Nimul. Veshema Ben Hashmashas Yomu Venimul Ates. Like Monashem, Ben Hashmash, let's say he's born Thursday after Shkia. So you can't make the bris next Thursday, because maybe it has a din Friday, and next Thursday will only be the 7th day. Therefore, Menasaf, we have to wait until the 9th day, until Friday. It's Friday, you can make the Mila. Shel Erish. Let's say Ben Ashmosha Shalera Shabbos. Let's say the kid was born Friday after Shkia. Hey, so Mesupik, if he's born on Friday, he's born on Shabbos. Then the Lachir is Nimul Yasar. Then you have to wait till the 10th day, because you can't make the Mila next Shabbos the 9th day, because maybe when he was born Ben Ashmosha, it was called Friday. So Bezoi, to make the Mila the next Shabbos is called the Mila Shleib Zman. It's not the Shabbos. Therefore, you have to wait till Sunday to make the Mila on Sunday, which is the 10th day. Drashi hoya yoin ero Shabbos. Is EF shalomoyle b'Shabbos habo tishem etesu. Maybe it's the ninth day already. Devilei milosh loy bizmana. V'yena derech Shabbos. The din is a milosh loy bizmana. Zadech Shabbos. Pesorach lohamtim adliyach ra-Shabbos shua asiri. Therefore we have to wait to the bris until Sunday, which is the tenth day. What about Yom Tov Liachra Shabbos? It's again, the kid was born Friday Ben Ashmoshes. Friday, so Mesupik, it was Friday, it was Shabbos. So we can't even wait now, so he's supposed to wait till next Sunday. What about if the next Sunday is Yom Tov? After Shabbos came Yom Tov. So Milush Tov's man is not there for Yom Tov either. So that's the case, Nimul Yechrosa. You have to wait then until Monday, till after Yom Tov, and then you make the Milah. What about Beis Yomim, Shorosh Hashanah? Hey, it's the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which, even though the second day of Rosh Hashanah is only with Rabbanan, but I'll call upon him, this is the only Yom Tov Sheni that here is in Eretz Yisrael. It's the time of the Mishnah talking about in Eretz Yisrael. So the only case you have 2 days Yom Tov is Rosh Hashanah. So let's say Rosh Hashanah comes out on Sunday and Monday. As the kid was born the week before Friday Ben Ashmoshes. So the next Friday you can't do it because maybe Ben Ashmoshes has a Din Shabbos. You can't do it the next Shabbos because maybe he was born Takoni on Friday. You can't do it the next Sunday because that's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You can't do it Monday because that's the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So you have to wait until Tuesday, which is Lishnei Mosa. That's the 12th day. So the Mishnah writes, Koten ha-choyla, a koten that is sick, ein moyle moysei ad she-yavriya. You have to wait until he heals up, until he gets better. Calls the money sick, it's a sakonam, you can't make a milah. So the Gemara, Oma Shmuel chotzosei chama. Is when the sickness goes away, when the fever goes away, is noistem loy kol zayin lahavrosay, and you can't make the milah as soon as he gets well. The moshe, let's say the first 10 days he was sick, he had high temperature, and he first gets better after 10 days. So you now let him make the milah the 10th day, but after when the fever goes away, then you first have to wait another complete 7 days. So drashi chotzos sechama nishlaf mimenu hacholi, as the sickness went away, v'yotz meguf, it went out of his body. Sagav shan the mishnah that if he's a choyla, you can't make the milah. A choyla here means a choyla kol gufoy. His whole body is sick. He has like high temperature. Mashenken, if his stomach has pain, if his stomach has one aver is sick, then you could make the milah. Because if the whole body is sick, the lochvish, you can't make the milah. And even when he gets well, you have to first wait another complete 7 days. Fati gemari boilihu. Mi bina meis leis. These 7 days, you need mamish, a complete 24-hour period. Now, let's say he gets well at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you want to make the bris the next week at 9 o'clock in the morning. Is it good or not? If one side is no, you have to have a complete 24-hour period. You have to wait until after the 7th day, till it comes again 1 o'clock, then you can first make the milah. Or else no, it's the mixas ayam kukule. It's enough 7 days, even though you don't have the complete day. Mixas ayam is kukule. So the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you a raya. The Tony Ludoi. That usually means a shem chocham, Jagrashi, a shem chocham, yoim havrosoi, ki yoim hivoldoi. The day he gets better is considered as if he was born that day. Is the chur, my love, ma, doesn't this mean, ma yoim hivoldoi, loi bina meis leis, just like the day you're born. You don't need meis leis. Much, let's say he's born 6 o'clock in the afternoon, on a Monday. So he makes the milah the next Monday, even 9 o'clock in the morning, even though you don't have a complete 7 days or 24 hour period. The same thing, you say the day he gets better, the temperature goes away, it's considered like he's born. The what? You don't need a complete 7 days of meis leis. If he gets better, the temperature goes away, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's the next week, you can make the bris 9 o'clock in the morning if you want. So tomorrow, no, there's no right for me there. I'll tell you, odif yoim havrosim yoim hivoldei. It's a bigger chumrah, the day when you get well, than from the day you're born. So now when a kid is born any day, we say, you don't have to have a complete 24-hour period. Now we know, any time of the day the kid is born, Abi is born before Shkia, it's considered that day, it's considered one day, and wait until the next week, the next same day, if he's born Thursday, 6 o'clock, we make the meal the next week on Thursday. But Abad, you don't have to wait till 6 o'clock in the afternoon, you make the bris as early as you want in the morning. That's when he's born. In the case where he was born sick, and now he first gets well, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and you have to wait the complete 7 days of a 24-hour period each day. Therefore, you can't make the bris until the next week, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the same time when the temperature went away. And that's the halacha. At Yom HaRosh, you have to wait more chomer. You have to wait a complete 7 days. Mi'eis le'eish ani, from the time he gets better. So the Mishnah Vayta. Elu hein tzitzin ha'ma'akvin es ha'mila. Hey, these are tzitzin that are ma'akiv the mila. So Rashi says tzitzin, like we had before, means ritzuas shabosa, pieces of meat. Shenishru min orla, that remains even after the moyel made the mila, he didn't do a good job, and he left over some pieces of meat of the orla, still on it. Is certain pieces of meat are ma'akvin es ha'mila, that means it's considered like he did not do the mitzvah's mila, and you have to go over again and do it. You could even do it on Shabbos. What's the case? Bosar ha-choyfes roiv ha-torah. If you have a piece of meat, that covers roiv of the atorah. So, Rashi, what's called the atorah? He's sofa gevoya. That's the high ring. Ha-makefes ha-sagid. It goes all around the gid. It's right before the tip of it. It's like the top ring. Sovit. Umimeno mishapeya v'yurid l'roishay. From that ring, it starts to go down, slant downwards. Is you have a piece of meat that covers up roiv of the atorah, that's considered ma'akiv esamila, and he's still called an oral. Vayetav yeinu oichel v'truma. That means if the kid is a kain, he's not allowed to eat truma. Strashi im kain hu, tiyafina b'yivomish ha'oral osa b'truma. An oral is also to eat truma, so he's not allowed to eat truma. Until you cut off, these tzitzin cut off his extra pieces of meat that are still hanging there. So the Mishnah of Yimho Yobal Bosa, let's say the kid was fat, or at least there's a lot of meat by the Makom Orlo, he's even after the Moel made the Mila. Still the top meat is hanging down, is Misaktam if Neymar is hanging. The Mishnah's Mashma, even though Midiraisa is called Gemalt, once you cut off the Orlo, that was Nizgalo HaTorah, he's called Gemalt Midiraisa, and you don't have to have a cut off anymore. But Mishomar is hanging, if there's still meat there, covering it up, you have to cut off the top part of the meat. So Rashi learns Vimhoya Balbosa, means Shoya Shomin, he was fat, the kid. Or at least by the Gid, it was fat meat there. Venira Bosa Shalamala Mealosai, the meat that's on top of the Orla. It's not part of the Orla. Really, you could see the Atorah. Just the top piece of the meat comes down and covers over the Atorah. Liacha Shinitla Orla Kula, even after the Moel did a good job and yeah, Rashi again. Vimhoya bal bosa, that Rashi shoya shomin. The kid was fat. Vinira bosa shilamala miyalosa, in the meat that was on top of his orla. In other words, the real orla was cut off 100%. But the piece of meat that's on top of the orla, liyachash nitla orla kulai, kilo oisei bosa, choyze v'choyfer es agid. As if the top part of the meat is coming down and covering up the gid, that the kid does not look as if he had a mila. So I'm not clear what Rashi means mi'izmol with the knife. I know it means just time you have to pull it down, just time press it down with your hands, or else it means you have to cut off that meat that he shouldn't look like he's still an oral. Alright, we'll see more lemaisa in the Gemara how he's supposed to do it. The Rashi mifnei maras ayin shlo yeh nirukarol. The kid should not look like he's an oral, even though midiraisa when he has a good mila avad is kosher. Even though the meat is covering it up, since that meat is not the meat of the Orla, but Mishumara sign, you should cut off that meat, or at least try and push up the meat, it shouldn't cover over the Atar. So the meat